The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
It may surprise you to know that I watch the NFL Network from time to time.
No, that does not surprise me.
In fact, that's my go-to channel, really. Let's see what's on that, and then if there's nothing intriguing, which is almost never. It's almost always intriguing to me on the NFL Network. But anyway, they have this segment called A Football Life, if you're not familiar with it, and they show you the life of some football player or coach and what they've gone through and kind of who they were. And they featured Pat Tillman. And, you know, you talk about a hero. Talk about a guy who really put his principles where his mouth was and went out on a limb. A guy who was offered a 5-year contract for almost $10 million from the Rams, turned that down because of his loyalty to the Cardinals. And then the Cardinals offered him $3.6 million over 3 years. So he's going to make, you know, $1.2 million a year. Instead, he said, no, don't worry about me. Called his agent, said, don't worry about me. I'm going to do something else. And the other thing he did was join the Army Rangers. And so, you know, you talk about a hero label. And he always said, I'm not a hero. I'm just trying to do what everybody else is. So many others have put their lives on the line for. And then, of course, he's killed by friendly fire. Just really a horrific story. And you're welcome. For me bringing it up.
Well, that's an uplifting start to the program.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Hey, heroes, they die sometimes, and it's terrible.
It is.
Fine, good to see you.
But what, I mean, he was an incredible guy. He's just, he had really strong convictions. And I didn't realize this, but he went on, it was his second tour where he got killed. He'd already been on a tour, had come home, and then apparently didn't want to go back because he didn't understand what we were doing in Iraq. And his brother's been pretty vocal, too, since he died, about not being a fan of the war, not being a fan of the administration pushing their agenda.
Well, it was a sad ending, too, because they sort of seemingly initially indicated he was killed in combat.
Yeah.
Not only that, but heroically.
Yeah.
Like, he went to save guys and took 16 Taliban with him. I mean, they made up this whole elaborate story. Yeah. And then, oh, okay, well, no, none of that was true. He got shot by one of his guys. Oh.
Yeah, it was an ugly end of that, obviously, but... He was, you know, it doesn't take anything away from him, obviously. He was quite the...
He was something else.
Yeah, he really was, especially to give stuff like that up. I mean, I have trouble giving up, you know, an extra sandwich at lunch.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
In fact, I don't know that I've ever done that. I don't know that I've ever given up.
Yeah, I was talking
sandwich.
About in theory if I ever had. <it's> like, I mean, to be able to give up...
I mean, even a bite of a sandwich, you're kind of asking a lot.